This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2018. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. Welcome to Issues 2018. Nice to have you back again. Governor-elect Laura Kelly says she wants to expand Medicaid coverage in Kansas. I'm not going to try to get you into politics, but what impact would that have on health care in Sedgwick County? Any impact at all on that?
Well, there would be more people covered by Medicaid in Sedgwick County.
So there you go.
Yes.
Does it make your job any easier or harder?
Well, I think it would make it easier for the people as far as having insurance.
Right. Let's talk about the scope of your responsibilities for a little bit. How long have you been health director now?
I have been health director for about 4 years.
And we were talking off the air before we went on the air. You've been with the health department a long time, though, right?
I have, way back when we were under the city of Wichita, and then in 2002 went under the county.
So how long have you been there then?
30 years.
So where did you come from? Where did you start out?
My master's degree was in counseling. So when I started with the health department, they had an outpatient counseling program that also dealt with substance abuse, and so I was one of the psychotherapists there.
Where did you school? Where did you get your education?
K-State.
At K-State.
K-State.
So where are you from?
Well, originally I'm from Ohio. Try to follow that one.
Okay. So you wound up in K-State. All right.
I did.
How many employees are in the health department here in Sedgwick County?
We have approximately 135.
Now, most of them are what, socialists or sociologists?
You know, we have quite a variety because we have three main divisions. One is children and family health, and that has our Healthy Babies program, our WIC program, and our children's dental program. And then we have our preventive health, which has our immunizations, our family planning, our STI clinic, and then our health protection division has epidemiology, TB and STI control, public health performance. So we have a span of education and diversity.
Now, tell us, you got to have some place to sit. You've got to have desks and buildings. But tell us about your physical plant. Is it just one building, several buildings, or what?
No. The administration and the main WIC is at East 1900 East 9th Street, right across from KU School of Medicine. And then we have 2716 West Central, where the most of the immunizations and services are provided. And then we have two WIC locations, satellite offices at Colvin and Stanley locations.
So the one on the east side, that building, if I'm going to go back a ways, I think that was at one time a county hospital. Sedgwick County. That'll go back clear to the 70s.
I think it was actually KU School of Medicine.
Was that before that?
I believe so, yes.
Now, I want you to do some research because I think I'm right. But I think it started out as the Sedgwick County Hospital, and it went terribly, and then they brought into KU Medicine. But, hey, that's a good point. Well, I'll do some research on that. It's before your time, and
yes,
almost before
yes.
my time. Well, it's a time of the year, speaking of time. It's flu season.
It is.
Is it possible to keep track of how many cases in the county this year?
Well, flu is not a reportable illness unless it involves child's death. But, you know, what we do know is that last year was a bad year as far as flu. And we had 190 deaths in Kansas from the flu. And in the United States, deaths attributed to flu were over 15,000. So people, some people, at least 50% of doctors recommend the flu shot.
Okay.
And parents will say they may get their children the flu shot. I think there's not enough information about the importance of the flu shot because people listen to that it may only be 20 or 30% effective, and so why get it? Well, the reason to get it is that it provides some protection. Even if it isn't 75% like we would like it to be, it does provide some protection, and so even if it isn't the best match, it can help it not be so severe.
Did we have any flu deaths here in the county then?
They're small enough where we don't look at counties.
Okay.
But we can say there were 190 in Kansas last year.
Okay.
And that was flu. Separate from when you combine flu and pneumonia, in the United States, there were over 166,000 deaths.
Okay.
So it is extremely important for everyone 6 months and older to get that flu shot. And they are available all over the place.
Well, I got mine, my wife and I, at a Dillon store.
Yes.
And those are perfectly safe, are they not?
I mean, yes, they are. Research is done all the time. And the reason that the flu shot can't always be a perfect match is that it tends to mutate. And so the vaccine that we have this year, it's compiled because of last year, you know, what they've learned from previous years, and then they try to protect us with that vaccine. So we don't know the effectiveness yet, but I can tell you that we have given out hundreds of more vaccines this year at the Division of Health than what we did in the last 3 years, just because last year was a bad season and scary for people.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the symptoms of flu. How do we know it's flu? People usually say, you'll know it.
You do know it because you are extremely fatigued. You're going to have a fever, may have a sore throat, body aches, headache, and you just feel so bad you don't want to get up out of bed. And that can be for days to a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is if someone feels like they have the flu, to contact their medical provider or call Walgreens and see if they have any antiviral. Because if you get something like Tamiflu, then it can cut the duration and the symptoms in half.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my next question was, once you've got it, how do you treat it? You recommend calling the doctor?
Yes, and if they can afford the Tamiflu, to get in there and get it. And if not, stay in bed and drink plenty of fluids. And then what we sometimes forget after we feel better is to wash all the linens, the towels, the bed. Just get all those linens and towels washed.
So again, who should get the flu shot?
Everybody 6 months and older, unless recommended by their physician not to get it. But it's important for everyone to get that flu shot. And for, you know, babies can't get the flu shot between birth and 6 months. So it's important for all of us to get it to protect those that maybe are either too young or have compromised immune systems and can't get the flu shot.
Have you those demographics of who you recommend? Have those changed over the years? Used to be for
no,
I thought it used to be for people who were older.
It used to be targeted because that is a higher risk group because of chronic conditions. It can be 65 and older, pregnant women, children whose immunities are building. But it's important for everyone to get a flu shot.
So how effective is it this year? Do we know yet?
Well, we don't know yet.
Won't know until later.
Won't know for a while because we are nowhere close to our peak yet. It is gradually increasing. Flu activity is gradually increasing around the country, but doesn't often peak until December or January, and then can go until March or April.
Yeah. So, and once you've got it, don't be brave and go to work then.
Huh? Oh, no. And really, if someone has the flu, you're going to be feel unable
you won't
to
be,
go.
You won't be able to function. So.
It will be memorable if you have the flu.
What about we get these? We're talking about getting my flu shot at Dillon's. What about people who don't have insurance or means to pay for a shot?
They can. People that are uninsured, adults and children, can come to the Division of Health and get their flu shot at 2716 West Central. And children on state funded insurances, there's an administration charge, but there's a sliding scale that goes down to $2 if they have proof of income.
You're listening to Issues 2018 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. This is also the cold season. And I believe you've already had yours this year.
I did.
Or at least your first bout. Huh?
I did. It was a virus. And when I went into the doctor, they said that there were a lot of people coming in with the same symptoms.
Okay. So how does a common cold, the symptoms, how are they different from flu then? You probably don't feel as bad, for one thing.
You don't feel as bad, although people can feel kind of puny with a virus, but as far as a cold virus. But, you know, you're going to have a stuffy nose, you're going to feel run down, might have a cough, but you don't tend to have the body aches, the fever, and the intense fatigue that you do with the flu.
No, you're talking, it's a virus. And
yes.
It's going to be communicated or
yes.
from one person to another.
Yes, through sneezing, really through droplets. And so that's why it's important for people to sneeze or cough into a tissue, into their elbow, and to wash their hands frequently. If soap and water isn't available, then use hand sanitizer. But soap and water tends to be the very best against passing viruses.
Apparently that's what went through my son's family of five recently, and his wife, my daughter-in-law, is a registered nurse. She knows everything to do, but it's really difficult to keep them in a family situation like it. Close quarters.
It is, and particularly when you have children, you touch a doorknob or a pencil, you pick it up, you rub your eye, you know, there you go. So it's just important to wash those hands really well. Sometimes we can cut corners and think, it's okay, but we need to wash our hands and wash them thoroughly. And just take good care of ourselves.
So how do you treat a cold once you've got it?
You know, the best thing is probably with Advil or Tylenol and just drink plenty of fluids, eat healthy, get plenty of rest.
What about NyQuil, did you say? Or
Advil or Tylenol.
Yeah, okay. That's enough then. Okay. How about vitamin C? Does vitamin C have a role in any of this?
You know, I think there's mixed studies out about that, but I usually eat some extra oranges. It might be placebo, who knows, but vitamin C is good. It's good for you.
Let's talk about vaccinations. Vaccination for children. What shots are recommended for babies nowadays?
You know, there are a variety. There are a lot of shots that are recommended that are really essential to get, and it gets confusing to talk about what the schedule is and which vaccinations.
Yeah.
The easiest thing to do is to go on the Division of Health's website, on the Sedgwick County website.
Okay.
And also ask their doctor, make sure they stay to that schedule. It's very important for children to be up to date on their vaccinations because it can help keep them safe and alive.
I remember when my first child was very small and my wife and I went to the pediatrician, and he got the shots, and it was just very traumatic for us. And by the second child, it didn't seem quite so traumatic.
I think it's always hard for us as parents because we don't want to see our children hurt. But a moment of a shot is better than getting really, really ill.
Yeah.
You know, there's always pertussis going around, which is also known as whooping cough, and that is very dangerous for babies. You have such an intense cough. It can kill.
I'm going to talk about. Let's talk about whooping cough, whatever we used to call it when I was a kid. I have actually had whooping cough. It ended my football career in high school, and I can tell you, when you start coughing, you don't think you're going to stop.
It's spasmatic.
And you just start almost blacking out.
Yes.
It's tough.
Yes.
Now, so I had it when I was almost 50 years ago. Am I still immune now over the years?
Yes. I had it when I was younger. And
didn't that something?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It is scary.
Yes.
I can't imagine a little child having that because that would.
That's why it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important for everybody to get immunized against all childhood diseases because they are preventable.
You're the only other person I've ever met who's ever had whooping cough.
I don't remember, but I was told I had whooping cough.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Well,
yeah, you were in bad shape. There are certain vaccinations, are they not, required for all kids entering Kansas schools?
Yes, and there's, again, those are all on the website. There are have to be up to date by kindergarten, and it's important to keep on the schedule because if not, then when children go in, they have to get even more than what they typically get to get caught up. So, yes.
Does that apply for private schools like the Catholic schools and the other schools that
everybody's
are not
supposed
public?
To be vaccinated?
Everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's been some controversy in recent years over vaccinations that they might trigger other health problems. What are your thoughts on that?
The FDA and the CDC, everybody is monitoring that. And there's a federal and state vaccination reporting adverse events.
Really?
Yes. So if anything happens, someone faints, it's reported. So there's very close monitoring that occurs with that. And there is no scientific proof or evidence that it causes autism or any other type of adverse
Well, science has been looking at this for quite a while.
Oh, yes. Yes, they have. Yes, they have. And, that's not to say that there's never any adverse reaction, but it is minimal, and they continue to do that research and make sure that it is safe.
Now, are there vaccinations recommended for adults and seniors?
Yes, and the same thing with going on the website and looking at that just to make sure everyone's up to date with their pneumonia shot, flu shot, tetanus. Every 10 years.
What is pneumonia? They died of pneumonia, they were old or something. What is pneumonia exactly? I've never had that one.
Oh, the respiratory where you, it's like if you, sometimes people think about bronchitis.
Yeah.
And it's just pneumonia is a different bacteria. And it makes people very, very sick. And if you have any type of chronic illness or lung disease already, then pneumonia can be very devastating.
So this is going to attack the lungs then?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
It is a lung disease.
Now, yes. Go ahead.
Well, and often it's 65 and older that are going to be affected the most by pneumonia and flu.
Okay. So I go to my physician once a year and he hasn't talked to me about this yet. Should I hit him upside the head and say, hey,
yes.
I need some vaccinations or something.
Yes, because we were just in the office talking about a report on how many the percentage of parents that say that their children will get vaccinated or the amount of doctors that recommend it. And 77% of healthcare providers strongly or mostly recommend flu vaccine. Well, it should be 100%. Everybody, and again, even if it isn't the best match, it provides some protection, and people cannot get the flu from the flu shot. People will think they can, but it's not a live virus.
How is the health department involved in treating people who take illegal drugs or abuse drugs that are legal? Is the health department involved in that?
We are. The Division of Health is the data gatherers. So we are working with our partners, Sheriff's Office, Wichita Police Department, Via Christi, working on Wesley to gather data, and then we are analyzing it. And we just applied for a grant through Kansas Department of Health and Environment to do more of an in-depth analysis and get data agreements with our partners so it won't take weeks or months to get that data in. And then we want to provide information on a website so people can see where the hotspots are, where drug use is occurring. We know that there's a lot of opioids prescribed in Sedgwick County, enough for every one of us to have one.
Mm. Okay, that was my next question. How big a problem is this opioid thing here in the county?
And we don't have what other states have as far as an epidemic, but we do have over prescribing going on, and there is heroin and other drug usage going. So we are going to get more of a accurate picture of just what is going on in Sedgwick County with methamphetamines, because we know that is still the primary drug that takes people into treatment, and develop an action plan.
That is what I hear from law enforcement, the district attorney. They all say meth, meth, meth.
It is.
It's a big, big problem.
It is. And so we need to develop a better action plan to address that as well, and we are going to with our community partners.
You're a health expert. Well, you got any share any thoughts with us on medical marijuana?
I am gonna just stay neutral on that.
Okay, I would just tell you for reference that I had one of the former attorney generals of the state of Kansas who had been. I'll go ahead and mention his name. Bob Steffen had him on the air with me just a couple of several years ago. Basically said he was very much for it. He had been through 7 years of chemo, and he was very much for it. But that's just one person. And there's an old Republican guy, you know, who would think, well, come on now. But Bob said, yeah, I'm for it. So, well, you think there's – do we need more study on it, or are you just going to be neutral on it? And
you know, the issue with that – like Colorado and other states, there's no regulation.
Yeah.
And so what you have in one isn't necessarily in the other. And the labs aren't regulated. So if there was regulation, then possibly. But, I mean, yes, I have heard that it helps a lot of people with chronic illness.
Yeah. What's your biggest health concern here in Sedgwick County?
Still have quite an issue in Sedgwick County with infant mortality, particularly in the African American community, three times of what it is with whites. Now, any one baby dying is too much, but when there's that, you know, that disparity, we're also working health department and community partners, Kids Network and KU School of Medicine are working together to continue to be on top of that and learn more about it and look, you know, what can we do to keep our babies alive?
Right. What makes your job enjoyable for you, Adrian?
The people that I work with, you know, I really enjoy the staff, and I enjoy being out in the community and volunteering and just helping provide quality services to people. Oftentimes they look at our outsides and don't realize the quality of services that we have. And so I'm very proud to work for Sedgwick County Division of Health and the services that we offer.
There's something, a trend that I've been noticing in our society is there is, it seems to be a lot of skepticism growing about science and what science brings us, whether it's the environment or health or whatever. You are a person, obviously you put a lot of stock in what science is, and
yes.
So do I.
Yes.
What's behind that, do you think? Do we know? Have you seen the trend?
I don't know.
Seems the world is flat, people are coming out again, you know?
It's, you know, and And data gives us a picture and creates a map and helps us look at interventions. And so science, being able to look at research and success of drugs and what we're seeing with best practices, how do you know where to go if you don't have that evidence? Then it's all, off your cuff.
Science takes a very organized and structured approach to knowledge.
It does. I think sometimes people connect it with the government, and so it's not a good thing. But Center for Disease Control is all about health. So I, yes, strongly support and believe in science.
All right. So just a quick review here. Everybody over the age of 6 months should get a flu shot.
Yes.
You think?
Yes.
Or that's what you're saying.
Yes.
And also, for more information, we can just go to the website. Google Sedgwick County Health Department like I did. And we're going to find a website.
So, yes, you are.
There you go. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.
As always, a good session. I hope you get to feeling better. Looks like you are starting on the road to recovery there. Our guest is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2018. And, of course, we will be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.